Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and it has been a very exciting day at the studio. With me this afternoon is the group from MASC, Mothers Awareness on School-Aged Kids. I hope I'm remembering that correctly. Let me introduce you to Michelle Cardini, MASC co-founder and marketing manager.
Hi, Karen. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled to see you again. It's been a while, but I'm glad you're here. And Sherry Weller, Executive National Vice President and Independent Consultant with Arbonne.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
And I think it's even been longer since we've seen each other.
Probably.
And a new face and hopefully new friend, Haley Anderson, MASC Program Facilitator.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's been nice meeting you.
Likewise. I'm looking forward to having a fantastic conversation about MASC and really the upcoming ball. That's really why we're here, to talk about the exciting things you have happening. So Michelle, if you wouldn't mind starting for us, tell us about MASC, you know, just a brief summary, because we'll come back to that, but also what is this incredible event coming up this weekend?
Oh, well, so I love to talk about MASC. It is my passion. So here we go. So MASC started 10 years ago. This is our 10-year anniversary. We're so excited. And we started with a mission to engage and educate both parents, children, and the community on any issues affecting children and empower children to make safe, healthy choices. So for the past 10 years, we've been doing that in schools, creating programs, awareness and prevention programs in schools to teach children life skills on how to deal with tough topics that come their way, whether it be bullying, internet safety, current drug and alcohol trends, self-esteem, communication, the list can go on and on and on. So we teach children life skills in the schools, and we also produce a parenting magazine, a quarterly parenting magazine, MASC the Magazine. So these two items go hand in hand to educate the parents, the children, and the community, and empower children to make safe, healthy choices. And to sustain ourselves as a nonprofit 501c3, we do have a signature fundraising event each year, and this year it will be the España Masquerade Ball. Every year the theme changes, and this year it is the España Masquerade Ball. It's a black tie event that will be held at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess on October 7th. And we're looking forward to hosting about 450 people there.
That's grown, hasn't it?
It sure has.
I know. I had the pleasure of being a guest a couple years. We were talking before we went on air that a couple years ago, I got to host a table with my husband, and it was one of the most beautiful, elegant nights of our life, really, just to be pampered and then entertained and enjoy incredible food, and just the environment was on fire. But I don't think there were that, I mean, I know it was hundreds of people, but do you know how much more you've grown in a couple of years?
You know, I would say we've consistently grown each year, maybe 50 to 100 people each year. And it is an elegant, exciting event. And the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess, you know, they're known for their Christmas at the Princess and their 4th of July. They do such an incredible event. So they are our event partner, and they take it to another level. I mean, they really entertain, and they take this theme idea to another level as well. So the España Masquerade Ball, I mean, the menu is extensive, just to give you that Spanish flair. And then the entertainment will be Spanish. And it's, I don't want to give too much away, but it's very exciting. It's going to be a really well done event at the Princess.
I know it is. I remember being at the MASC office leading into the event that I got to participate in, and the buzz and the excitement, not only the silent auction items, right?
Right.
And the entertainment, to every last detail for the decorations on the tables, to what everybody's going to wear.
Right.
And how many months ahead of time is MASC and your partners working on these kinds of events?
Well, as soon as one ball ends, the next one starts. We start planning. So, and we're securing silent auction items all year long. We have so many incredible businesses that donate to us, and we we showcase them all in our magazine under our supporters page for 1 year. And you'll see the list goes on and on for quite a few pages of the amount of supporters that support us giving donations. And so we have incredible baskets. And I remember, Karen, when you were there, I mean, the office is taken over by silent auction items and pictures and baskets. And Kimberly, our founder, is so creative and such a visionary that she puts together each basket herself and puts her special creative touch to it. And so it's quite amazing. And yes, the buzz in the office has been buzzing around for quite a few weeks now up into the event, but we are working all year.
And it is a premier event in Arizona. I mean, I really don't think that's a stretch to say that. I think if you're who's who among Arizona business owners, entrepreneurs, leading community members, and people who just love to give back to the community, you're going to find them at this event, wouldn't you say, Sherry?
Absolutely. And I'm excited. This is, I think I've probably only missed one or two in the last 10 years. And I remember the first one at Kimberly's home. So it has really grown from being an outdoor in the backyard event to a premier event, as you said. So it's exciting.
It is exciting. Tell us about your relationship then, Sherry, because I know you've been with MASC from the beginning, right? Obviously, if the first event was in Kimberly's backyard.
Well, and the first few meetings were in her backyard and in her home as well. And I basically got connected through Michelle and Pam and Kimberly. We all had children at the same elementary school. And geez, they're in college now and right. Out of college. It's kind of crazy. And at the time, I had a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I really just wanted to be more educated and more informed. And I loved hanging out with these women and just learning. So I, as I said, I came to some of the first few meetings. I participated in the events that were held at the school. I even facilitated one of the events. So I think I've run the gamut of just about everything that MASC has had to offer. I've been a part of at least a little piece, the empowerment lunches, the Moms Who Make a Difference, all of that over the years has been a big part of my life as well.
It's fascinating to hear about what it was like 10 years ago, because I remember, and I've heard the story before, and Michelle, you can probably clean it up for me, but when the idea first kind of came to Kimberly, it was just this need for parents to become more educated around social issues, right? Her own personal need,
yes.
I think I remember hearing. And so a group of moms came and said, yeah, this is important to us too. And now 10 years later, this magazine, which has been running for how many years?
We launched the magazine in 2011.
And for our listeners who are not familiar with MASC the magazine, it really is, you're missing out. There's an incredible wealth of knowledge and opportunities to engage in conversations as a family and with your children from every age, right? From elementary school and even pre-elementary on up now through college.
Exactly.
And that's been for about the last year, this college component, really.
Yes, we just added pre-K and college. So pre-K was just in the last couple of 6 months, I would say. And then college we added about a year and a half ago with our partnership with Arizona State University. We have a lot of professors and experts from Arizona State University writing that section for us, being contributing writers. And yes, the magazine, I mean, we like to call it Parenting Solutions for Today's Families. It is a quarterly publication that we take a topic and we dive into it in 110 pages. So whether it is something as tough as substance abuse, we look at that in 110 pages. We show parents and kids what it looks like in elementary school, what it looks like in middle school, what it looks like in high school, what it looks like in college. We give parents resources and conversation starters to begin a dialogue with their children, because we believe if parents can have a dialogue with their children about tough to talk about topics, that when their children do get faced with these issues, they will come back and talk to their parents about it. And the parents have the gift of guiding them through it then.
And it's an incredible resource. I know for me, I've used it on the magazine and really had kind of needed to have that guidance on many different topics. And I continue to share it as a gift. Sherry, your personal experience, have you found then that this has been not only an organization that you've come to love as a parent, but how does that also fit in your professional life as well?
Well, what's really exciting is Arbonne has a charitable foundation that supports any nonprofit that supports teen self-esteem. And so when the foundation was launched, and I want to say it's about 5 or 6 years ago, one of the first organizations that I thought of was MASC. And so I wanted to be the liaison to be able to provide grants. And I've been able to secure grants for MASC and really see how they use the money to impact the community and promote self-esteem in teens, which is one of my passions as well.
It's a perfect fit, isn't it?
It is perfect.
Yeah. And who knew all those years ago that would be a place where you could land and help orchestrate that and see where those funds are used and how it comes to fruition. Wow, love that. Haley, tell us what your role at MASC is as a program facilitator.
So I work with MASC and ASU. The ASU partnership's been going on for about 3.5 years now. And I started in the first cohort of MASC mentors. And I remember walking into the office and not completely knowing what I was getting myself into, but feeling wowed. Feeling like I had to be a bigger part of it. And since then, it's just grown and become this whole new thing that's truly incredible. So as a program facilitator, I go into schools with other MASC mentors and give large and small group lessons to kids, kindergarten through eighth grade, and hopefully soon high school as well. And you just see the kids light up and consuming all of this information that you're giving them. We did our first junior high program this last month or so, and of the revised versions. And those kids, they just were leaning in and they were so invested in everything that we were saying. So it's really neat. It's really neat to be a part of it.
It sounds like it. Can you give us an idea of what kind of topics then you go and talk about with these kids?
So we have three main topics: relational development, digital solutions, and health and wellness. And those all kind of get more deep with the different programs that we do. So we're in three large group lessons every year, and it's a 3-year curriculum. So it covers bullying, cyber safety, self-esteem, substance abuse, pretty much everything you can
think
of. All
those social concerns that we have as parents. And as a former educator, I know that the schools often struggle with how to fit those topics in with all the other things that are expected of them statewide with Arizona Merit and that sort of thing. So what is most satisfying for you?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one because it's all so great. I think the best thing is that going and giving a presentation, you can't do it the same without those kids because their energy feeds into everything that you're doing and everything that you're saying. And having them ask you questions that are like, wow, that's a really good question. I didn't even think about how you would consider that. So I guess that's really the best part to me is seeing their reaction and seeing how excited they are for us to be there.
I love it. Michelle, how exciting for you to now have this partnership with ASU.
Oh, it's been spectacular. I mean, and it actually happened through a connection through you, I believe.
I think yes, now that you mentioned that, I didn't tee that up for that reason, but I do remember. Yeah.
It did happen with a connection through you. And ASU, we went and met with some key leadership people there, Kimberly and I, and we just told them our story and told them about the prevention and awareness programs that we do in kindergarten through college. And we talked about our magazine. And they fell in love with the concept and said they wanted to be part of it. And, you know, Arizona State University is very invested in having their kids go into the community and work in the community or volunteer in the community and help with college readiness with middle school and high school kids and even elementary and get them prepared for the college planning because that should be happening years in advance. And so we thought we could partner with them directly. And today, now almost 3 years later, we are partnering with the Sparks program and ASU Access to mentor and train Arizona State University students to go in and become certified mentors for MASC and present these programs like Haley has done in the schools. And I want to say that the most rewarding thing when I hear Haley talk about how rewarding it is for her, I mean, it is so amazing to see these kids look up to college students, aspire to become a college student, and also learn from them. And when we say we're in a school 3 times a year, we go in and do a big lesson. And when we were in there in August, and then we come back in May, and we ask these kids if they remember what these ASU mentors taught them in August, they remember.
As opposed to perhaps me going in or someone elderly. That's not fair to say that, but there really is a connection there. There's a reason why you've chosen ASU students, right?
Yes.
These kids speak not the same language, but you're relatable, right, Haley?
Well, and even 3 years later, we have one school that's on year three right now of the curriculum. And I go in and they still know my name.
Of course they do.
Summers later, you know, months and months later, that one of the students, they asked my birthday one time and I told them. And the next time I went in, they were like, you're 22 years old. And I was like,
how did you
what? Know? How do you remember that? So they really do get to know us and they really do look up to us. And it's cool to see. It's neat to be that for them and for them to really learn from the experiences that we've had and the curriculum that we're giving them. And those three big lessons also are not the only times that we're in there. We also have small group lessons that are in between the three. So in total, we're there 9 times throughout the year. So we see them at least every month.
Oh, wow.
And it's the same faces and it's the same students.
That's fantastic. So Sherry, back to Arbonne and your connection. When you have these, are they called scholarships? Is that?
It's a grant.
It's a grant. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit more about that. Where does that specifically help with the kids and these teens and tweens?
So basically, I facilitate the grant, and then MASC has the discretion to use the funds toward whichever program that they choose.
Fantastic. That's huge. And specifically, I know with your business and the influence you've had on women, not only nationwide, but worldwide, really. Right?
Thank you.
Right? And you don't have the title International Vice President for no small reason. Right. But how satisfying is it for you then to see these programs being brought into the community on your behalf?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I remember going to these events when my children were young and watching my children watch these presentations and know what the impact it had on them. So to be able to continue and pay that forward, it means the world.
Oh my gosh. And what a beautiful gift. So Arbonne as a sponsor, the Scottsdale Princess. Michelle, who else are some of your contributors?
Well, for the Masquerade Ball this year, our title sponsor is Valley Toyota Dealers, which is wonderful. They've been an incredible support for us. In fact, they're donating a Toyota Camry.
Oh!
2018 Toyota Camry that they put some bells and whistles on. It's looking beautiful. So people can bid on that starting Wednesday. The bidding will open. And that's actually part of our live auction, but that'll be Saturday night. And other sponsors are AZ Foothills Magazine is a media sponsor for us. Mm-hmm. We have the Meadows Behavioral Health is a sponsor of ours. We have Venezia Pizza is one of our sponsors. And I'm missing someone. Who else is it? It'll come to me.
Yeah, well, be sure to mention it again. I put you on the spot by asking that. But I know it takes a lot of people to pull this off, right?
Yes.
There needs to be funding. There needs to be hands on deck. And so many of the people who are involved year after year obviously have to be recognized for that. And this is the first year you mentioned that the theme changes, but it's always a masquerade ball.
Yes.
There's no mistake in that, the word mask or the acronym mask.
Right.
And so I know this particular ball will be helping reach out to the Spanish community.
Yes. So what we found is over the last few years, we've been doing programs in elementary schools and middle schools, and we're revamping our high school program. So that's about to launch in another year. But what we found is we always educate both the parents and the children. And there are some schools where when we go in to educate the parents, they aren't able to completely speak English or certainly sit through maybe an hour presentation on our, what we call our parent university. And so those schools are bringing in translators to translate what we're teaching. And so we want to take that away from that burden away from the school to have to bring in a translator while the kids are going through the program in the school all year long. And they're used to being in an environment where English is spoken on a regular basis, the parents may not be in that same situation. And so we want to meet the needs of the Spanish-speaking community. So this year, a portion of the funds raised will go towards hiring someone that can not only translate, but we have to culturally change our programs to meet the needs of the Spanish-speaking community and deliver them to the parents. So if we can hire someone that can do that, that would be a wonderful addition to what we offer schools already.
And I know from experience, having been an educator and even getting a chance to influence and help a little bit with some of the programming before Haley came on board, we really have to take in consideration different socioeconomic levels, different backgrounds, different history with families, right? When we're teaching these kids, I know that's one of the challenges public schools have is that these kids come in and we think that they all learn and are influenced and retain things the same way, but they don't. Mm-hmm. And I know MASC has made that really an important part of your mission to really reach every child directly.
Absolutely. So our goal, you know, now we've hit 10 years. So in the next 10 years, let's try to bridge the gap of all those different cultural backgrounds. And we'd like to get out there and just meet everybody's needs. And we'll start with the Spanish-speaking community.
Wow. It's so important.
Yeah.
Tell us about the after party. I don't know anything about that, but a birdie told me to cue that up.
So we do have the masquerade ball starts at 6 p.m. and goes till about 10:30. And for people that cannot necessarily attend the ball, but would like to come to the after party, we have an after party that is going to be held right at the Princess as well, but it's going to be at the Plaza Bar, which is just steps away from the Palomino Ballroom where the ball will be. And people can buy tickets just for the after party, which is about $20 a ticket.
Great.
And the after party starts at 10 and will go till 1:30. And our DJ that is at the event is DJ Tricky T will be at the Masquerade Ball, and he'll just transition right over to the after party afterwards. And it'll be a lot of fun. It includes midnight snacks and some raffle tickets you can purchase to win some incredible prizes. And it's going to be an exciting way to finish off the night. And maybe people that couldn't attend or are a little bit younger but want to maybe learn more about MASC and come to the after party are more than welcome to come and buy tickets to the after party.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the first year for the after
party. Last year we did it as well. And anyone who attends the ball automatically has a entry ticket to the after party. And yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I wasn't aware this is the second year for that. That's just brilliant. So if each of you, as we kind of round out our conversation today, what is the most important thing to you that MASC has to offer, either for you personally or the lives that you touch? Who wants to share a little bit of wisdom for us?
I'll go first if you want me to.
Of course, I would love that. Give these gals an opportunity to think. The tough thing, though, is to follow Michelle afterwards.
Well, so for me, I mean, MASC, as I mentioned in the beginning, is a passion for me. And I think the reason why I got involved to begin with was, number one, to see Kimberly's passion, my dear friend, and learn from her and the great vision she has and the need she sees for children out there. But I think that it, for me, made me a better parent. It made me a better friend. It made me a better mom. And it made me a better wife and employee as well. And so if I could see that this relationship between me and my children could grow from all that I've learned, and I can share that with others to learn how to open a dialogue with their children, how to guide their children through tough topics and tough things that come their way. I mean, life is not easy. And so we know there's highs and lows. And if we can guide our children through those times and teach them through it, it's an incredible gift. And so if I can share that with others, that to me is a gift in and of itself, and watch others be empowered by the information that we give and maybe one conversation starter that we gave that helped us a parent-child bond.
Wow. There is no more important work, I think, beyond being maybe a parent, of course, and an educator, in my opinion. What MASC does on behalf of families and really these social issues is mind-blowing. And I love that the magazine really is distributed everywhere, right? It's not just here in the U.S., but internationally available. And training. So with the mentors at ASU, are there plans to move beyond ASU and go outside of the state?
Oh, yes, we would love to. So ASU, we've started our partnership with ASU, but we'd love to go to other universities and train students there as well to go into classrooms in every state in the country if we could. I mean, our goal is to take our magazine in print national and take our programs national so we can help every child, every family, every state. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's a neat thing about the Phoenix Business Radio listenership is that we are nationwide. So I wanted to make sure that we covered that piece that sometimes we're just Arizona specific, but this is a topic obviously that touches everybody. How about from either Haley or Sherry, what is your favorite part and what's most important to you about being part of MASC?
I'll go next. What started off 10 years ago really, and I don't want to say it was a selfish need, but it was a need for me to be more educated so I could be more empowered to help my family, has really grown into, you know, not wanting to keep it to myself and really wanting to spread that to others. And through the programs, through the magazine, through all of the outreach that MASC does, it's about changing people's lives. One of the reasons why I got into my business was because I had the opportunity to change other people's lives. And MASC is so in alignment with what I do on a daily basis with my business, but also in my core values of helping others and reaching out into the community. So I've been very blessed to be a part of it for so long, and I can't wait for the next 10 years.
I love it. Thank you for sharing. And it really is great to see you again.
You too.
Haley, how about you?
For me, I've got a different take because I'm not a mom. But for me, it's that I wish I had MASC as a student. Mm. Going through middle school and high school and all that has come to follow, I've had to learn a lot of the stuff that we teach by myself. And while that's a really good learning curve, it would be nice to have the information. And as who I am now, it's nice to have the information. I've learned so much in my time at MASC. And I love being able to give that to other students, not only K through 8, but also college students, and being able to train them to give these presentations and to learn all that they can from what we teach, but also all that they can about being public speakers and being those mentors to these younger kids.
MASC has an opportunity to touch every aspect of the family life. And I love that Michelle mentioned now there's this pre-K piece added to the magazine. I appreciate you sharing that, Haley, that as a student, an ASU student, a grad student, right?
Yes.
What is your degree?
Psychology.
Oh, perfect. But how perfect as a resume builder for you, an opportunity to give back and to continue honing those inter and intrapersonal skills for yourself. And being a mentor and a guide is just fascinating. And Sherry, as a businesswoman and as a parent yourself, when I look at the MASC organization, I'm so impressed because no matter what walk of life we're in or what stage in our life, MASC has an opportunity for people to fit in there, don't they? Either simply just, you know, getting a subscription for a family that you know would benefit, and what family wouldn't, mm-hmm. to becoming a volunteer at one of the events, to participating in a luncheon or the ball, or, I mean, the list goes on, right? There's a place for everybody.
There's a place for everyone. And the amazing thing is, I can't tell you how many grandparents subscribe to our magazine, who are subscribed for their children, or they're visiting Arizona for the winter and they're in a doctor's office and they pick up the magazine, but they live in Canada and they subscribe to the magazine. So yes, I mean, I don't think there is a family that isn't touched by some of the issues that we cover. And that was our goal. We want to reach everybody because no family is immune, no zip code, no culture is immune to it all.
Wow. Important, important work. I'm so pleased that you guys were able to come into the studio today and not only kind of tee up the upcoming ball this weekend, but also help our listeners learn a little bit about the important work that MASC is doing. Michelle, one more time, tell us, there are still tickets available?
There are still tickets available to the ball. It's $200 a person for the Masquerade Ball, the España Masquerade Ball, and you can buy the tickets at maskmatters.org. And the after party is $20 a person, and you can also buy the tickets at maskmatters.org. And I did remember our other sponsor.
Oh, good. Perfect.
And that is Bell Lexus North Scottsdale.
Excellent. I'm really pleased that you remembered to mention them. I was going to ask you afterwards for the replay. I was going to write it up, but I'm so pleased that they're there. Very important that they're included as well. Really, again, just want to thank you each for being here and for the great work that you do on behalf of our students and our families. And what a wonderful gift, Haley, to have you on board for almost three and a half years now. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And when will you finish your graduate work?
2 years. So I graduate in 2019.
Oh, good. Ladies, you've got her a little bit longer then.
Well, she's such a gift to us, Haley. I mean, she's grown so much and learned so much. But when she started out, she was incredible to begin with. And we knew from the first day we met her that she was going to be an integral part of MASC. And she connects with those kids and those kids connect with her. And so she's been a gift. And I have to say, Sherry Weller from Arbonne has been a gift being with us for 10 years from the very beginning, volunteering when we were in Kimberly's office working out of her closet the first couple of years and doing the Masquerade Ball in Kimberly's backyard. Sherry was there every step of the way. And then for her to watch her grow in her personal business has been incredible. And then for her to be able to facilitate and be the liaison for us to get this grant from Arbonne, which specifically helps MASC teach self-esteem skills to teen girls teens in general. It's incredible. And this year we have the monies allocated from Arbonne to work on a program that Haley will be directly involved with middle school girls and the Girl Scouts.
Sherry has a big smile on her face. Such pride to be able to help bring that to MASC and the families that are benefiting. On behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people, and these are the right people today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Karen Nowicki, and we'll see you next time.